This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia and the United States have until February 5th to prolong a key agreement to curb their nuclear arsenals, the last remaining arms production pact between the former Cold War rivals. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed the extension of the nuclear arms treaty, even as he has asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate after the impeachment article against the former president is sent to the chamber Monday, according to an announcement by Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. This is over the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. Japan has secured vaccines for all its citizens and then some after striking deals with three foreign pharmaceutical makers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Under the current plan, inoculations will start with 10,000 frontline medical workers. Then about 3 million other medical workers will be added ahead of high-risk groups, such as the elderly, those with underlying health conditions, and caregivers. Many people, however, are sceptical of the vaccination effort, partly because the side effects of vaccines have often been played up here. A recent survey on TBS television found only 48% of respondents said they wanted to get a COVID-19 jab. In a Lancet study of 149 countries published in September, Japan ranked among the lowest in vaccine confidence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 14 members of a group of British tourists staying at a resort in the French Alps have tested positive for COVID-19, local officials have said Friday, despite showing negative tests upon their arrival in the country. This is VOA News. Officials in India's southern Karnataka state say at least 5 people were killed late Thursday when a truck carrying explosives detonated at a stone mine near Shivamoga. District police say the explosives were to be used in mining stone at the facility. Karnataka state is known for its rich mineral deposits and stone quarries. The blast occurred after dark, and witnesses said it shattered window panes and left cracks in homes. They say some people left in a panic, thinking there might have been an earthquake. The 10 known survivors trapped since a deadly gold mine explosion in northern China have been using laser pointers and loudspeakers to try to find their missing colleagues, state media reported Friday. The rescue operation has been able to get food and medicines to the miners and is expected to take at least another 2 weeks, authorities have said. A total of 22 workers were trapped in the mine by the January 10th blast in a major gold-producing region. One has died and 11 were not in contact with the rescue teams, according to a Chinese radio report Thursday. 3 Malian troops were killed and 5 wounded by a roadside bomb in the center of the country Thursday, military sources said, in the latest attack in the Sahel state. The 3 members of the National Guard, a unit of the Malian Armed Forces, had been traveling near the border with Burkina Faso, 2 sources said, speaking on condition of anonymity. They added 5 other guardsmen were also injured in the attack. A doctor who requested anonymity said one is in critical condition. The United Nations says it has received disturbing reports of sexual violence and abuse in Ethiopia's conflict-hit Tigray region. The UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence and Conflict said she was greatly concerned by serious allegations from the northern region, including, quote, a high number of alleged rapes, end quote, in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele. She called on all parties involved in the hostilities to commit to a zero-tolerance policy for crimes of sexual violence. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, winner of the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize, announced military operations in Tigray in early November, saying they came in response to attacks by the regional ruling party on federal army camps. Friday, Turkey welcomed a deal reached at UN-backed talks on Libya for the warring factions there to set up an interim executive that will rule the war-torn country until polls in December. Ankara is the main backer of the Libya's UN-recognized Government of National Accord, the GNA, which for years has been fighting Eastern military strongman Khalifa Haftar's army. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.